I'm sure most people, on hearing this wonderful miracle of our Lord, which simply say there's no question at all about it, we have to celebrate this. This can't, as it were, be kept in some far-off closet someplace, and nobody knows about it, and who it is in our midst, as it were. Yeah, we hear so much today about, as it were, God not being present in our world, as it were. We have to fend for ourselves. And the first observation I would make here is that if there's anything that is true, it's that God is present in no very, very, as it were, vague sort of way, in a very concrete way, making available, the only one making available to, a salvation that is theoretically and practically possible to realize. That is a simple fact, as it were. Concerning this miracle, if Jesus can do this once, he can do it two or three or four or five times. There we want to go, as it were, to something still more stupendous, and that is the institution of the Holy Eucharist on the night before our Lord was condemned and put to death in Calvary for our salvation. Make a way, as well, which all of us, even though we live 2,000 years apart from the sacrifice of Jesus and the Last Supper and feast and all of this, join ourselves to our Lord's sacrifice and know that we have an everlasting future in heaven that couldn't be better. What has been prepared for us by the Father and the Son is stupendous. The celebration of the Feast of Corpus Christi began about some 1,000 years ago, it's about halfway, as a way of counteracting precisely the things that we hear so often today. Where is God? Where is the deity present in the world? It's only present in your mind. Maybe if you grew up, you wouldn't be thinking such silly, foolish thoughts and get down to the practical. And all of that is the same objection heard so many times when our Lord was present. What is the use of this man? And he's saying things that are impossible. One of the impossibilities was the removal from office of certain reverendas and those. Here I want to, as it were, acknowledge in a very public way, we do believe in God. We do believe he is present in our midst. We do believe that he provides us with all that is necessary to have a stupendous future for eternity in heaven, to partake of the great dinner of the Lord's Supper in heaven, which is the same as the Lord's Supper on earth. This is the great mystery. We do not have to, as it were, only two or three years removed from the first celebration, the Last Supper, Supper. The Lord's Supper is always close, and the Lord's Supper is identical with the Last Supper that our Lord celebrated and became the first. These are things that we need, as it were, first of all, to keep before us and be willing, as it were, even when we meet in opposition, to say, do you believe in God? Yes, I believe in God. Do you believe he's present right here? Here, I said, for 5 minutes down the street, and you come to the Friary of Our Lady of Guadalupe, and you go in, doors open all the time, as it were, you find our Lord. Or knock on the door, as it were, his door, and ask him, you want to talk to him a little while. You want to put his house in order. That is the point of this public procession through the streets, to, as it were, make clear to those, as it were, who are denying the real presence in those days, the time of St. Bernard, and then in Belgium and Holland, which at that time became great places for celebrating the presence of our Lord in the Holy Sacrament. And finally, as it were, was elevated to the solemnity of the liturgical celebration during the year, to make clear it's not simply, as it were, something that is hid in the darkness, as it were, it's connected with the suffering of Jesus 2,000 years ago. It's something that is very real and present in our midst. We have the great phenomenon, two great scholars, theologians, St. Thomas Aquinas and St. Bonaventure, one Dominican, one Franciscan, who were commissioned by the Pope, as it were, to compose a liturgy called the text, as it were, for the celebration of the Mass, that will help people to participate in this mystery and to really really believe and act on that belief that Jesus is God and he is present in the world and he will help us. That is the first thing I want to call to your attention. And then, as it were, to mention a certain text, as it were, where that can be found in the New Testament, particularly in the Apocalypse. The first is blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. The same supper that our Lord celebrated when he was going to undergo crucifixion in order to redeem us. We should make clear that in his resurrection, he's not far away from it, he's very close to us. And we can always ask where the second text, as it were, from Apocalypse again, and the Lord is knocking on your door. You believe in him, you want to see him, you come in. And he will speak with you if you are prepared and want him. He won't force his way. And what he does there, as it were, will be an anticipation of what is yet to be realized in a way, St. Paul says, we have no idea of the complete joy that will be ours, what our eyes will have not yet seen and our ear has not yet heard. Nonetheless, as it were, we have some clear indication that this will take place. That's the first objection. There's no God present in our world anyway, and even if he were, he would be the simple fact is, without that blessedness, life is not worth living. And with that blessedness already present, even though we still suffer for him, that new paradise will be kept for us, all of us, and each of us. We need not fear that. We shall find that our suffering is a continuation, extension of that of our Lord himself, the basis of his victory for us, and the basis for our contribution to that victory. Second point I want to call to your attention today, in the celebration of this stupendous public feast, which has been continuous in the church even in the worst of times, such as the French Revolution. Dealt for revolutions of this kind in the world, well, is the role of Our Lady. No Mary, this I'm saying something practical, no Mary, no Jesus. That's the only way our Lord comes to us, by becoming, as it were, the child of Mary. The only way that we go to him is in becoming children of Mary as well. And hence, as we're at the end of the, almost the complete end of his sacrifice, he added one thing that he wants all of us to do. He's represented, we are each represented by St. John the Baptist, the beloved disciple. We are each one of us beloved disciples. What does he want us to do at the end? Absolutely fundamental and to growing in holiness and being ready for heaven. He says, behold, woman, behold your son. He is telling Our Lady publicly what he had already told her many times in the past. She knew she was also called to give birth spiritually to all of us. Behold your son. Who is the son of Mary? It can be male or female. We didn't leave that question aside. The important point is that each of us is dear to Our Lady. And that is why we want, as it were, to take her into our hearts, into our homes. This is what he told us, saying, behold your mother. What did the beloved disciple do? He took her into his home. Scripture, his gospel tells us. Not as it were to take care of Our Lady, but to let her take care of me, of you, of each of us, so that in spite of all the denials and all of the ridicule, whoever happens to be in politics, we will always firmly believe that Jesus is present, that Our Lady will help us always to believe in him and to worship him and to thank him and to enjoy his company and to realize, as it were, that others need to come to know him, because there is no other salvation, says St. Peter, except in this name. So, dear brothers and sisters, this is, let us meditate today on these great truths and tell our Lord that we do indeed want to renew our faith, that we want to place all our hopes in him, no conditions, no strings attached on our part. What he has to do, we know what he will do for us. We don't need to tell him to do this or to do that, or we won't believe in him. Rather, we simply say, as we do believe you, and if we have any difficulties, we ask him, help my unbelief. Let us thank Our Lady for helping us in this. She will continue, as it were to make, you might say, as St. Maximilian once said, she'll make us look good in heaven in the meantime, find the joy and the will to continue to walk in the footsteps of Jesus, to be with Him always, whether times are good or times are not so good, because the one time that has to be good always is our time in heaven. And the promises that have been made to us, as long as we believe in Jesus, are always united to Him, and will always be ready for heaven. In the meantime, we'll be helping Him as we're to bring others to believe in Him and place their hopes in Him. Praise be Jesus and Mary.